Across the bay from us now is Alki Point, the location of the first settlement that was to become Seattle. Arthur Denny, with a party of 24, founded Seattle on November 13, 1851. Denny wrote later of the experience.
In the winter of 1852 and 3, our second winter on Puget Sound, few vessels visited us for several months, and it was a time of great scarcity, amounting almost to distress. Our pork and butter came around Cape Horn, and flour in barrels from Chile, sugar from China in mats. That fall, I paid $90 for 2 barrels of pork and $20 a barrel for flour. I left 1 barrel of the pork on the beach in front of my cabin, high above high tide, as I supposed, until it was needed. And just about the time I went to roll it up and open it, there came a high tide and a heavy wind at night, and it disappeared. This was the last barrel of pork in what is now King County, and the loss of it was felt by the whole community to be a very serious matter. After its loss, our flour and hard bread gave out. Fortunately, we had a good supply of sugar, syrup, tea, and coffee with fish and venison. We got along quite well while we had potatoes. And finally, they gave out too. Then we had to make the canoe voyage to the Indian settlement on Black River to get a fresh stock of potatoes. This was the hardest experience our people ever had, but it demonstrated that some substantial food can be obtained on Puget Sound. Although it is hard for a civilized man to live without bread.
The Denny party came from Cherry Grove, Illinois. They moved to the Pioneer Square area soon after arriving because of the harsh weather on the exposed point and the deep water on this side of the harbor. The early economy was based on the surrounding forests. Henry Yesler was part of the original party and said that he came to the Pacific coast with the belief that a railroad would be built across the continent. In 1870, that railroad did finally reach the Northwest, making Seattle a major trading port with Alaska and Asia.